for the purpose, critique, and review, the educational purpose, that is, Shiny Squirrel Podcast really presents something cool.
Hey, it's time for Madonna Uniquities Summer Edition Podcast number 10, 10, 10.
Porn stars the other day, her 1988 calendar.
Really?
Or not, what do you call that? Note, when the calendar book, her personal book.
Oh, personal book.
Yeah,
okay.
Her personal book. Guy gets it, I don't know how, blah, 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 he's a collector.
Yeah.
He wants 25 grand, they come in, they say it's worth 10 to 12, and Madonna didn't even sign it. She just wrote her name like this in it, but her like yearly calendar for 1988. 10 to 12,000 because they said Madonna does not let anybody around her and she wanted the world's most sought after autographs.
But a 10 to 12, maybe that's for because if you're taking that to Pawn Stars, but you know he's going to turn around and sell it for 25.
No, that was the high, 10 the to 12 high. It's worth, so he offers them 4 or 5 and they wouldn't take
geez.
It. Oh, they got to make a profit. It's
yeah,
in
but
the store
still,
like
I'd say take that thing to Christie's and put it out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, well, wait. You don't know. Auction, but then wow. I find out from them the auction house takes a third.
Yeah, they do.
So it's like, if it's sells for 20 and you're expecting to get more, it's not 10%, you're giving an extra 20% commission.
Did the person let it go?
No.
I wouldn't.
Nope,
no.
Because, nope.
I mean, it sounds like what he's doing there, and he's got it, he just drummed up a little publicity.
Exactly.
For the existence of that thing.
And
that's an incredible, that's a neat thing to nerd on right there.
Yeah,
damn.
So that was pretty cool with Madonna shit.
Wow.
Yeah. It goes to show you what kind of pull this lady has with her fans,
and
because
still,
people
and
love
still,
her.
Still. We're going back to 1981. This is a song that you made a few mentions of. Ain't No Big Deal.
Yeah.
It's been recorded. It's had two or three different versions. It was written by Stephen Bray. He's produced a version of it. I think the version everybody knows of is Jelly Bean's produced version of it.
Oh, I love Jelly Beans.
Because it was the B-side of the 12-inch of the True Blue single. It was also the B-side of a few other singles overseas. Actually, you go way back in time, this was intended to be one of her very first songs, believe it or not. But what I picked up here, because it's Madonna, we need the longer version of it. This is the 6-minute, 41-second demo version from 1981.
Ain't no big deal to say my love is real. When you reach out, I'll be
that was a little bit of a mind blower slash comical slash bringing back your youth back in summertime slash
about 80% through there. It sounds like she immediately starts singing while plugging her nose.
Yeah.
It must have been a late night session and they were getting a little
close
rummy.
Close spin on the nose.
Something to sound a little funny there. Madonna, she's got a sense of humor.
Madonna has a sense of humor.
So that's your Madonna Uniquities number 10 summer edition for this week.